para nosotros. ¿Y a dónde vas? Siempre te llevaremos en nuestros corazones. ¡Chinita del amor! ¡Hey!
Para ti con todo mi amor, Guaguito Records.
Is niet de wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Wees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers der vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. hoop dat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen en verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Zo, die blouse ziet er weer schoon uit, hè?
Jazeker.
Ook van dichtbij?
Nou, eigenlijk niet, nee. Zo'n tomatensapvlek krijg je er niet helemaal uit.
Waarom dan niet?
Nou ja, zo'n blouse van Marieke kan niet in de kookwas en zonder koken krijg je dat moderne spul niet goed schoon.
Hier, neem Ariel. Ariel krijgt het zonder koken wel goed schoon.
Die vlekken? Zonder koken eruit? Dat moet ik zien.
Kijk, in voorwas en hoofdwas tot 60 graden laat een normaal kookwasmiddel sommige vlekken nog zitten. Maar Ariel krijgt die vlekken er helemaal uit.
Hé, goed zeg, die blouse zit er weer prima uit.
Nu ook van dichtbij?
Ja, die vlek is nu echt helemaal weg.
En de rest van de was?
Net zo schoon. En dat zonder koken. Niet gek hoor.
Ariel wast zonder koken wel goed schoon.
Loop lekker op voetschoenen. Perfect passende snelle stappers met slijtvaste zolen vol veerkracht. Voor het zware voetenwerk en lichtvoetige genoegens. Want voetschoenen gaan mee met hun tijd. Heel lang. Fut. Betaalbare schoenen voor vader en zoon. 6 maanden garantie.
I would say nobody has anything to fear from us. But we are going to control you now. It is the same spaceship you saw near the moon. That should convince you we do not come from your world. We are here to make you our slaves.
Earlier this evening, I saw what looked like a small meteor drop into the desert not far from here.
You mean it could have been a spaceship?
Robert Clark is the scientist caught between vicious gangsters and the astounding sea monster. Here is a power that frightens the deer in the forest, terrifies fearless dogs. A woman so intriguing that her face and figure fascinate every man. The woman whose warmth consumes. But the astounding she-monster is no more to be feared than beasts of our own underworld.
In case you get any more cute ideas, that's an example of what to expect.
If you're not too afraid, make a date with the woman you'll never forget. A woman impervious to bullets.
To the outer universe, a reality. Satellite space stations in operation for landing and refueling.
Apparently, we have some deadly neighbors in outer space.
Captain, it's heading toward us.
And now the story of the fantastic adventure that befalls mankind's most daring crew of space explorers.
A sound. It's a dead planet.
Landing on an unknown planet, they are captured by long-limbed beauties. When they say, take me to your leader, and they take them to a creature like this, you know they're on planet Venus.
From the laboratories and arsenals of all civilized nations, the most powerful, the newest, the most devastating of weapons, blast into action.
Hidden within each of us is a secret desire to destroy. Each of us will become the other being, the most terrifying of men, a man whose mind is distorted by hatred.
This maniacal strength will linger in your arms and hands, and with it you'll destroy your real enemies, exactly as I instruct you.
Pending autopsy findings, I would say that he was attacked from behind by someone with fiendish strength.
So what do we have to do? Look for a monster?
We're not talking about actors. We mean a real monster.
Behind the scenes in Hollywood's wonderland of make-believe, where pretty girls parade their pulchritude, terror stalks with the stealthy steps of death. And death following death permeates the very air you breathe with horror.
This man is dangerous. He carries no gun, no knife, no dynamite. Locked in his brain is a power stronger than a load of dynamite. The power to read men's minds, corrupt their women. The only man on earth who can force things to happen. He needs no words. His women can't know what strange power brings them to his arms. This woman has never known what it means to be controlled by a man. She, too, is helpless in the brute force of his mind.
Please, I'll do anything you want.
I love you. I love you.
The whole world acclaimed his strange talent, but as his powers grew, his lust included every woman who crossed his path. It made no difference who they were. The highest society glamour girls, aloof and distant from most men, were his to claim. And there were others who fell into his arms and awoke later,
horrified and ashamed of the unnatural acts they performed, girls barely out of their teens watched without really knowing what they saw. Here was a power that could have changed the world. Instead, it led him down wild and abnormal adventures.
God, it knows I'm here.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
Now look, Doc, we're buddies, okay? But don't try to convert me.
I'm trying to prepare you. My name's Marque, Dr. Marque, a scientist interested in the supernatural, the unnatural, if you like. I came to Hill House to find the key to another world. Assisting me in this exploration of the unknown was Eleanor, who could look back into the past, and Theo, something of a witch, who could see into the future. This is Luke, who didn't believe in anything until evil.
How many of us take seriously the things we cannot or do not want to understand simply because we are afraid?
Eleanor, you fall!
Did you hear me calling?
This house. We have to watch it every minute.
What does it take to convince you that the dead do not always rest in peace?
Were you surprised at the country?
Extremely artistic, and she really looks forward to being a judge, and she'll be with Johnny, and she'll be with Paula, and she's a fan of them, and so am I.
Would it be okay you if Ivanka were a contestant and dressed like that?
Absolutely not. She would never be allowed. How dare you suggest that, Larry?
A look at the year contest is the ultimate contest for women that want to go all the way in the modeling business.
Featuring 58 of the world's most beautiful young women competing for more than $700,000 in prizes.
Wow.
Chance of a dream come true. Career as one of modeling's superstars. We'll take you behind the scenes onto the runway. You can see the fun, feel the excitement. You'll pick your favorite, along with our panel of expert and celebrity judges. Enjoy front row VIP seats at our gala evening. One of these contestants will be selected.
In arses and all 51 of us, and we did the red carpet, and that was tons of fun. And then they lined us all up, and Trump went down the line, and he shook your hand and, looked you over, looked you up and down, head to toe. And was just checking everybody out. It was very creepy. It's kind of like when you're at a bar and a creepy guy is checking you out. That was the experience for me.
He just came strolling right in. There was no second to put a robe on or any sort of clothing or anything. Some girls were topless, other girls were naked. When we were at the dress rehearsal and half naked changing into our bikinis, to have the owner come waltzing in when we're naked or half naked in a very physically vulnerable position, and then to have the pressure of the people that work for him telling us to go fawn all over him, go walk up to him, talk to him. I'm telling you, Donald Trump owned the pageant for the reason to utilize his power to get, you know, around beautiful women. Who do you complain to? He owns the pageant. So there's no one to complain to. Everyone there
was deeply troubled and therefore great at that.
Back in the day.
How come the deeply troubled women,
yes,
you know, deeply, deeply troubled,
right,
they're always the best at that? If for some reason what I said is true, I mean, they're just unbelievable.
I can tell from the...
You don't want to be with them for the long term.
I'll go backstage before a show.
Yes.
And everyone's getting dressed and ready and everything else. And, you know, no men are anywhere. And I'm allowed to go in because I'm the owner of the pageant and therefore I'm inspecting it, you know.
Sehr amüsiert.
So here's how vomiting works. There's actually a vomit center in the brainstem at the base of your brain. It sends signals to your midsection, to the diaphragm and the muscles surrounding your stomach, and they violently react, propel the food up your esophagus, out your mouth, hopefully into a toilet or a bucket. And the thing is, the force is absolutely incredible.
That influence is often negative, even harmful. Why? Because many of today's rock stars advocate hostile, violent rebellion, the abuse of drugs and alcohol, irresponsible and perverted sexuality, violence, suicide, and involvement in the occult. This is not to suggest in any way that rock music is the sole cause of the problems children face. Broken homes, economic pressures, abusive parents, peer pressure, uncertain futures, the media in general, and a host of other ills contribute to their problems. However, today's rock is one of those ills, and like any sickness, it needs to be diagnosed and a cure suggested.
We built this city!
You little scumbag! I got your name! I got your ass! You will not live! You will not cry! You will learn by the numbers!
Rock and roll has got to go. And go it does at KWK. We're all through playing rock and roll records. This week is record-breaking week.
The obscenity and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with a nigger.
Teenage savages go wild in a juvenile jungle of lust and lawlessness.
That two-beat pattern is the music brought to the United States of America by the communist conspiracy to corrupt teenagers, and it's in every rock and roll number.
I think maybe I'll call his youth pastor, Jim Owen. Maybe he'll be able to remind Jeff what the Bible says about obedience.
Tired of hearing every evangelist weekend in a year come in and tell me how sinful I am. Last year it was get your hair cut. Now all we ever hear is turn off the trashy music.
I've talked and talked to him about his music especially, but it just goes in one ear and out the other.
Mrs. Sims, kids identify so closely with their music that if someone attacks that music, it's a personal attack on the kids themselves. Criticize Jeff's music, he feels as though you're criticizing him. Do you watch soap operas on television?
Yes, but what does that...
Mrs. Sims, Jeff could scripturally come up with the same arguments for why soap operas are bad as you could for why rock music is bad. Rock music is one of the most difficult things a Christian young person must deal with. For to will is present with me, but to perform that which is good, I find not. But the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. What can I do then? If whatever you do is to glorify Christ, shouldn't your music glorify him as well? Would you be willing to participate in an experiment?
What do you mean, an experiment?
Well, let's call it a contract. For 2 weeks, I want you to not listen to any rock music.
No music for 2 weeks?
Hold on, I didn't say no music, period. I said no rock music. Based on God's word, not an opinion.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, everyone's got an opinion. Opinions change all the time, but God's word never changes. These are some recently published books on rock music from a Christian perspective. Let's pray before you go.
Alarm clock ringing, it's time to get up. Time to do that.
Jeff, did you get the tickets to the rock concert? I thought this concert was going to be my birthday present.
We can go out to eat or something for your birthday. I don't want you to think I'm some kind of a fanatic, okay? You see what I mean? Over half of those songs, either the titles or the lyrics, have something to do with sex. Some of these groups, some are even involved in the occult. And if we buy their albums, then we're putting money in their pockets. We're actually paying for their sin. I talked to two different record clerks at the shop at the mall. They said that the average age of a person buying a Kiss album was 12 years old. 12. If you want to be goody-goody Christian, that's fine with me, but don't force it down my throat. I'm not trying to force anything, Marty. Don't you think you're going off the deep end? I mean, everyone has a right to his own taste in music.
I just wanted to make sure you weren't still angry with me. I acted pretty stupid. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Jeff, don't. Come on.
No, cut it out. In six to days now. Sometimes I want to change that channel so bad, but I won't. I made a promise.
I tried to interview two teenagers in the record department, but when they found out I was a Christian, they hassled me a little bit. Just walking by the audio store with the music playing, I just stopped there and listened without realizing what I was doing. The beat just grabbed me. Couldn't get the music out of my mind. It was just weird being controlled like that.
I was a drummer in our older brother's band. We were pretty good for local talent. Then I got saved and things began to change. No matter how much my music meant to me, I had to know if it conflicted with my relationship with Jesus Christ. Some sinful habits I had to get rid of instantly, but other things, things that had played a big part of my life, well, I had to give them up. Deciding to become a Christian even cost me a few friends. But in the long run, it was worth it. If you do what Christ wants, all the other things are going to fall into place. And remember, it's your decision.
We're invited to a party at Marty's tonight. He just called me.
Are you sure he wants me to come?
What's the idea? With what? You mean the music?
Jeff! I am really disappointed in you, young man. What about your agreement with Brother Owen?
Go ahead. Tell Dad. Tell Brother Owen. I don't care. Your nose in the soap operas all day. They're nothing but sex with commercials. You're a hypocrite. A hypocrite. Lord, I've tried so hard. It seems like everything has gone so wrong. I can't fight everybody.
I've been insulted and made fun of the last 2 weeks. If I've got to make a choice between you and living the kind of life that God wants me to, maybe I better find new friends. I guess most of you know me. I'm Jeff. I've been doing a special research project the past 2 weeks on rock music. How many of you plan to leave church tonight to go out and get drunk? How many of you are going to go out and shoot up with some heroin or smoke a joint? If you're shocked by these questions, or if you think they're a little funny, maybe you should take a close look at the music you've been listening to. Have any of you ever seen a rock concert on TV? Or maybe even been to one personally? How did the audience react to the music? Did they just sit quietly in their seats and listen? No, they were all en masse, swaying and clapping and dancing and jumping to the beat. And what about the lifestyles of the popular groups and artists? Some are admitted homosexuals. And how many rock stars have been arrested for drug possession? Here's a song by the Eagles. Used to be one of my favorite songs. One of these nights, you've got your demons, you've got desires, I've got a few of my own. I've been searching for the daughter of the devil himself. I've been searching for an angel in white. Listen to how many of them have something to do with Satanism or the occult. Sympathy for the Devil, Dancing with Mr. D by the Rolling Stones, Dance with the Dragon by Jefferson Starship, Evil Ways and Soul Sacrifice by Santana, Rock and Roll Damnation, Let There Be Rock, Highway to Hell, and this is my favorite right here, Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be. And I've seen little kids wearing Kiss t-shirts. Captain and Tennille have even tried to change their images with songs like, You Need a Woman Tonight. Don't forget Rod Stewart. Do you think I'm sexy? Tonight's the night. Even Barry Manilow wrote in one of his hits, Could It Be Magic? Everything that we do should be to glorify Jesus Christ.
It's supposed to be a trial. Who says I'm guilty of anything? Where's your proof?
State needs no proof. It is up to you to prove your innocence.
How can I prove my innocence if I don't know what I'm accused of? Subversion against whom? Deviationism from what? Treason against what government?
The prisoner has been given his opportunity to confess. I ask now that he be sentenced.
Now, wait a minute. You've got to listen to me. They say I'm guilty of crimes against the state, but it's the state that committed the crime. And they broke into my home without a warrant. Armed soldiers. They took away my daughter. Desecrated a house of worship, placed religious objects with phony displays, and they called it a museum. They even tried to turn my own kids against me. My wife. Ellen, you were there. You know that what I'm saying is true. Tell them.
Mrs. Donovan? This document contains your signed statement. It proves that your husband tried to turn your children against the communist state. Is the statement true?
Yes.
Lieutenant Martin, Comrade Kuchesnov, Comrade Malenko, these documents contain your signed statements. They prove that Comrade Donovan is guilty of deviationism and treason. I want you to tell the court. If these statements are correct, I will ask you each in turn. Comrade Kuchesnov.
Yes, the statement is true.
Comrade Malenko.
True.
Lieutenant.
The statement's true.
There's no need to continue this trial. The evidence against the prisoner is overwhelming. I ask now that he be sentenced immediately.
I want to see those statements. And maybe I'll have a few words to say in my own defense.
The prisoner will step back into the box. There is no need to examine the statements of the witnesses. The prisoner stands condemned by his own words. He has challenged the supreme authority of the state. He has questioned its practices and its decisions. And by these actions, he has proved himself to be a dangerous enemy to the proletariat. Must be treated as such.
We are at war. It is a very unique and unusual war. It is a war which has required military tacticians to adopt a new and different mode of operation. Because in the unofficial wars, which today are fermenting in parts of South and Southeast Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and at least four countries in our own hemisphere, we must accept the fact that ideas are more important than bullets. The enemy, our enemy in this war, is more than armed and militant international communism. It is social, economic, and political injustice, which is the breeding ground for communism. As long as people are hungry...
Yes, the trainees of the School of Americas will have ample opportunity to become convinced how correct these words are. The peoples of Latin America will prove to them that the ideas of the national liberation struggle are stronger than bullets, bombs, and napalm. These are the notorious Green Berets, saboteurs and cutthroats, ready to carry out any assignment of the Central Intelligence Agency in any country. The chief task is to get it into the heads of these men that they are carrying out the great mission of struggling against international communism. He has been thoroughly brainwashed. He is a real example of a fighter against communism.
Are you ready for Truth About Rock? Truth About Rock, the rock music seminar that has swept the nation. The Peters Brothers seminars and bonfires have drawn press attention from coast to coast. Watch as they expose the flip side of the rock industry, the world of double meanings and double standards. Backward masking and backward morals. Over $5 million worth of rock and roll has been burned after these seminars. Don't miss Truth About Rock. Three brothers from St. Paul, Minnesota have been leading this expose of the evils of rock. After intensive research, the Peters brothers carefully compiled a seminar showing rock and roll was away from anything moral and godly. Present at that first seminar were 150 determined young people who, after racing home to get their parents' approval, returned the following night armed...
Al eeuwenlang geloven mensen dat de mens meer is dan alleen een situatie die vergelijkbaar is met het eerste stadium van hersendood. Een situatie die vergelijkbaar is met het eerste stadium van hersendood.
It's third generation of the same model. It was equipped with a nuclear warhead with the power of 20 megatons of TNT. On January 1, 1977, we shipped it to our military base in Thailand. During transit from Subic Bay, it was found missing.
What do you mean, missing?
Actually, it was stolen.
Stolen?
How can he have it?
What does he mean?
We're devoting every effort to investigate this matter, but no direct clues have been found so far. However, our people are intercepting some rather heated communications about a certain project called Alpha, which seemed to originate in Southeast Asia after the missile with its nuclear warhead was stolen. Now, it might just be coincidental, but we suspect that the two matters are actually one.
Those Labubu dolls are demonic. Get rid of them. It is that deep. I just watched a video, multiple videos at this point, but this specific one was this girl came to her mom upset because she said her Labubu doll eyes turned green. And then it smiled at her. The smile on it got larger. That mom went and actually ended up lighting it on fire and burning it. That is exactly the right thing to do. People think these are just dolls. These are harmless. It's not that deep. It is that deep. If you look at the original story, the person who invented the Labubu, where he got the idea from, it originates from a monster. It originates from a monster that resembles the devil. These dolls carry spirits, especially when they originate from a demonic source. It is that deep. I don't have to tell you guys, I'm sure you've seen stories all over TikTok of people having demonic paranormal experiences when purchasing these dolls or having them in their possession. The fact that these Labubu dolls are specifically for children is even worse, because children are even more prone and sensitive to spirits. Do not allow your children to get these dolls, and if you have them, throw them away and burn them.
There's never been an election like took place in 2020, and you gotta watch.
God, I just want to say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce witchcraft in Jesus' name. We come out of agreement with all witchcraft in Jesus' name. Freemasonry, black magic, sorcery. We don't want any part of it in Jesus' name. Get out in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. And we are not in agreement with you. In Jesus' name.
Listen to him. He's trying to brainwash all of you. He's trying to brainwash all of you. Listen, people out there. Total world domination. Total world domination. Total world domination. Total world domination. Total world domination.
The vast majority of behavior problems in the classroom involve minor breaches of discipline. These incidents frequently originate in the classroom situation itself and are within the control of the teacher. Disciplinary problems in the classroom are symptoms of underlying weaknesses in total learning situations. Mr. Grimes, mathematics teacher, is displeased with the progress of his ninth grade class in mathematics.
You see what low grade you made on your weekly mathematics test? More than half of you failed. Most of those who passed just got by. Nobody had 100%. This is the poorest class I've had in a long, long time. Most of you have no foundation at all. Now, the trouble's with your attitude. You don't pay enough attention in class. You don't do enough work outside of it. You don't know what the word study means. You haven't the slightest idea. Don't you realize that mathematics is an important subject? I tell you right now that unless you get over your lazy habits and come up to the standards I've set for this class, many of you will have the pleasure of repeating this course next semester. Well, what is it?
Welcome back to William.
All right, that's one. I have to leave for a few minutes. Now, I want you to open your books and work out correct solutions of the problems you missed.
You son of a bitch!
He wants his ass kissed, let him go to L.A. Now he says he's a born-again Christian. Fuck born-again!
Where the fuck am I supposed to go? I don't know where the fuck I am!
Where the fuck will you go? Okay, I'm gonna have to do it. I'm getting swing away from me.
Swing, motherfucker! Call me out here! I'm gonna
try to get some motherfucking money from my brother here. Goddamn it!
What do you want, motherfucker?
Get this shit in your mouth, shit! Smoke this shit, shut the fuck up!
Fuck you, motherfucker! Give me a motherfucking light, goddamn
it! Take this goddamn light, kill your motherfucking ass.
You better hurry your ass or you better come back with the motherfucking money, motherfucker! Shit!
Perhaps I can help you, Chuck. I think the election was a victory for good government. It might also be called a victory for propaganda. But that would have been equally true if our opponent had won.
But how can you study it?
Well, you can begin by investigating the techniques of propaganda. Here, I've listed some of the main ones. Glittering generalities?
What is a glittering generality?
That headline you were quoting, a victory for good government. Good government is a phrase we use many times during the campaign. We said the mayor stood for good government and promised good government.
But it's true, isn't it?
What's true? What does good government mean? Is the mayor's idea of good government the same as yours?
I see. It's a glittering generality.
One of the best.
There's another.
Yes. And why do you suppose our opponents chose that phrase?
I guess because everybody likes a real American.
Right.
Very well. Ik vind het terrorisme wat er gebeurt. Willekeur van een groep jongelui die niet weten wat ze doen. Maar wie het wel weten, dat zijn de leiders, studenten en een advocaat. Mm-hmm. Die stel ik in grote mate verantwoordelijk voor hetgeen er gebeurt in de staatsliedenbuurt. Die jutten de boel op. Ik gezegd, jullie zijn ook fout. Want jullie maken allemaal verslagen van al die rellen. En daar komt alles op af en dat is fout. Maar wat de politie tegen optreden gewoon betreft, hebben we helemaal geen last in de wijk. Het was prettig dat ze er waren. We merkten het. Je zag eens wat agent op straat. Die maakte een praatje met ze. Gedroegen zich correct. Kan niet anders zeggen.
Mm-hmm.
Dus daar waren we erg blij mee. En het ging ook even goed. Maar er is een ondergrondse stroming die wil niet hebben dat het goed gaat. Een groepje mensen die willen herrie en ruzie. Dat zit erin. Ze zijn ontevreden met alles wat er in de wereld gebeurt. Ben ik ook.
Ja,
maar ik ga geen brand stichten.
In these uncertain times, we are at a pivotal moment. 2024 in Bible prophecy. Here are four trends to watch for is more than just a sermon. It's a call to pay attention to the prophecies aligning with our world today. Every day we see signs from scriptures coming to life around us. As 2024 approaches, the importance of these prophecies grows. We can't ignore the signs. Trend number one, the rise of global unity and governance. As the world becomes more interconnected through technology, trade, and geopolitics, we may see more attempts to form stronger global alliances.
This one time isn't gonna kill me.
It's totally safe. We do this all the time.
There's no way these drugs are laced, right?
Trust me. You're gonna be fine.
I just need to go get this drug.
It'll be fine.
A lethal dose of fentanyl is just 4 grains of sand. It can hide in any drug. So no matter what you and your friends think, what you can't see will kill you. Don't die to get high. Fentanyl is fatal. Get the whole truth at CamdenCounty.com/fentanyl.
December is de maand van het gezin en het huis, waarin de donkere dagen protest is en iedereen de eerst bepaalt om op de hoofdzijdagen thuis de sfeer van beschutting en geborgenheid compleet te maken.
Look, I don't hit nobody with glasses. Now, calm down.
Cordero says he ate undercooked pork around Christmas. Months later, he started seeing black dots in his vision. That was the worm settling into his eye.
So it's just swimming around in all of that water in the eye.
Yep.
And it can't get out.
And it can't get out.
It wants to.
And sooner or later, it'll run out of food. If the parasite dies, the inflammation could blind Cordero. If it lays some of its 50,000 eggs, they could travel to his brain and begin eating it, turning it basically into Swiss cheese. Thankfully, that didn't happen. Very lucky, very lucky. If it's in the brain, he would present with seizures. Dr. Don Perez at Tampa General performed the delicate surgery to remove the tapeworm.
Yep.
Weet dan dit, wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Wie doet het beter met dan dit? Wie doet het?
Groei, dit is geen uitzending van Groei de Mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Breathe in, breathe out, kill that noise. But y'all think some yoga's gonna fix all this? All right, you wanna talk? Let's talk. They stuck me in a circle with some crying fools. Told me breathe deep, Tony, like I played by rule. Said to count to 10, but by number 3, already frustrated and I'm ready to flee. Karen sobbing about a missed Amazon Prime while I'm sitting here thinking of a war crime. Told me let it go, learn to be kind, but all I wanna do is fucking lose my mind. Pass the damn peace, cause this shit ain't working. I'm sitting here while my rage is lurking. Calm the fuck down, nah, that ain't it, cause anger management ain't shit. Pass the damn peace, y'all better beware. My patience is thin and I'm halfway there. Fix my attitude, y'all can suck my dick, cause anger management ain't shit. Doc said, Tony, visualize a happy place. I said, all I see's your smug ass face. Talk to your anger, give it a name. I call it fuck this, wanna play that game? Janice is whining, my cat scratched my chair. Meanwhile, I'm dreaming of a steel folding chair. Told me channel your rage, make it productive. How about I channel this boot and just fuck up shit? Pass the damn peace, cause this shit ain't working. I'm sitting here while my rage is lurking. Calm the fuck down, nah, that ain't it, cause anger management ain't shit. Pass the damn peace, y'all better beware. My patience is thin and I'm halfway there. Fix my attitude, y'all can suck my dick, cause anger management ain't shit. They said write a letter, pour out your heart. I wrote fuck you all, that's where I'll start. Draw your feelings, they handed me markers. I drew flames and fists and the shit got darker. Tame your anger, they said with a grin. I said, it's not anger, it's my evil twin. Meditate, nah, I'll escalate. This is how I deal, so let me demonstrate. Pass the damn peace, cause this shit ain't working. I'm sitting here while my rage is lurking. Calm the fuck down, nah, that ain't it, cause anger management ain't shit. Pass the damn peace, y'all better beware. My patience is thin and I'm halfway there. Fix my attitude, y'all can suck my dick, cause anger management ain't shit.
All right, class dismissed. Except me, of course. Got a one-on-one with my therapist. Here's my therapy. Middle fingers up, bitches. Namaste, motherfuckers! White drop sound.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
glorie der mensheid, van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het volgende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
This is episode 428 of the Anarchist News Podcast, to digest and or conversations on anarchist activity, ideas, and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of August 9th through August 16th, 2025. What's new this week? Boston Anarchist Book Fair, November 1st and 2nd, from their site on Collectiva. There's more information about physical accessibility here than anything else. I guess that's appropriate for a Save the Date announcement. Quote, you do not need to self-describe as an anarchist to participate, run a workshop, or be a vendor at the book fair. However, we are firm in our opposition to capitalism, imperialism, patriarchy, heterosexism, transphobia, racism, colonialism, statism, fascism, slavery, and all other forms of oppression. We may prohibit groups and individuals from tabling or presenting if they perpetuate or promote these attitudes. Unquote. Is it better that they're explicit about not having to be an anarchist to do anything at all at this book fair?
The perpetuating these attitudes doing is a lot of heavy lifting.
It is better that they're explicit, though.
From Los Angeles to Ukraine, war prolongation brings new horizons for social struggle. From LibCom. A finger-wagging article that never identifies who the author or originating group is, unless the group is Assembly? I don't go on LibCom, I don't know. Quote, as our 2025 fundraising shows, foreign anarchists and leftists are completely indifferent to the painstaking and exhausting work of supporting freedom of movement and saving one's life. Well, this will not make us turn away from the chosen path. The lack of donations can only reduce the number of people we are able to help by our information and analysis. Even if a decision to stop hostilities is made at the September meeting in China, there is still need to somehow survive until then. The conveyor belt of death grinds up more and more new destinies every day. Unquote. That's the ending paragraph. Not disagreeing that people's attention wanders, and definitely not to trauma compare, but Gaza's not mentioned once here, so maybe rein it in a little.
Next to a highway at night. Greetings from Clandestinity, Year 9, from Act for Freedom Now. Someone talks about their dream and its relationship to staying underground. Quote, I'm alone the whole time, but I don't feel lonely. It's as if I'm walking in the same direction as dozens of invisible people. Arriving at the meeting point, I look over the road cliff that opens up in front of me. Here, at the highest vantage point, the construction site ends abruptly. I look toward the horizon, into the night dotted with twinkling lights, and without looking around, I know that you are all there enjoying the view with me. Then the dream ends, and I wake up. Unquote. Sweet, and Year 9 is impressive.
Update on the court decision of anarchist Andreas F. From Act for Freedom Now. Fuck, some good news. Quote, on Friday, the 18th of July, the court ended the revenge conspiracy case in which the anarchist comrade Andreas Floros was on trial. After the prosecutor's acquittal, the court unanimously declared the comrade innocent due to doubt concerning membership and with no doubts at all on any other charges. And Andreas was released from Korydallos prison a few hours later. Unquote. So after 15 months, Flores is out. 15 fucking months. But he's out.
Tehran Beneath the Bombs, Testimony of an Anarchist from Act for Freedom Now. A brutal and touching narrative. Quote, but above all, we reject simplistic narratives. We aren't pawns of Israel, nor of the Islamic Republic. We don't believe in liberating bombs, nor in resistant mullahs. We're trapped between two death machines, and over again, we attempt to build something different. There still hasn't been a massive exodus, but if the war grows, the consequences will be terrible. So comrades, let's stand up together, not to support one side against the other, but to make another voice heard, that of life, freedom, and solidarity against all states, all borders, all wars, unquote. That was Tehran Beneath the Bombs.
We remember the courage and decision of Comrade Tortuga from Act for Freedom Now. Remembering a Chilean called Tortu, not to be confused with the Tortuguita killed in the U.S. Quote, Luciano Petronello, known as Tortu, was gravely wounded after attempting to place an explosive artifact in a branch of Santander Bank in Santiago de Chile. This action, though failed in its execution, turned into an inflection point, not only for his life, but also for the anarchist space that surrounded him and of which he was a part. Unquote. He survived, was imprisoned, got out, continued to agitate, and never snitched. We get a range of eulogies and obituaries, and this one stands out for giving context, focusing on anarchist activity, ideas, and practices. What do you want your obituary to say? What are you going to do about it?
Toward Goblin Mode, a short piece on so-called Zoomer Nihilism from Evil Wizard Distro by the Anarcho Rizzler. A silly, funny, fire-breathing polemic. Quote, Zoomer, your head is haunted by Hot Chip, Geek Bar, and OnlyFans. You say nothing matters, and yet you are fed directly by the hands of society. Oh, how you love it when your brain becomes dopamine soup and your belly fully of Fortnite skins. You are lying to yourself, you servile freak. Unquote. Evil Wizard has downloadable pamphlets by Artemis Graham Thoreau, Aragorn, Wolfie, and some enemy combatant reprints, among others, so there you go.
Another person arrested in connection to Prairie Land ICE Detention Center protest, from Anon. Quote, from the beginning, this case has been rife with inconsistencies, unbelievable accusations, and violence against the defendants and their loved ones. We do not know the state's allegations against Susan, but we believe this arrest is part of the state's attempt to terrorize the residents of Dallas-Fort Worth. To arrest someone well over a month after the July 4th event signals the state's dogged attempt to tear through this community. Susan was actively working to support the defendants, to advocate for them to get the best legal defense possible, and encourage them to exercise their constitutional rights. Forcing this person to endure the same horrific conditions as the defendants they were working to support fits the state's tactics of repression in this case. Brutalizing defendants' family members, conducting violent raids, subjecting defendants to solitary confinement, incessantly strip-searching defendants, and other cruelty, such as forcing a defendant to clean feces off the walls of their cell. Unquote. Lots of information here, most of it is fucked up.
1 year after the departure of Luciano Petronello from Abolition Media by Tomas Gonzalez Quesada, our second memorial to Petronello this week. Quote, today I remember you because your acts and actions were worthy and of a human value that is not usually seen today. We passed through the same dungeons, we walked the same streets, and despite not having met, something in common unites us, which is the feeling for the real, the conscience, and that another way of life is possible, by preparing us to fight and resist. All the beautiful things that you left in the lives of the people who accompanied you will continue to exist and endure like the mountain range itself, making your name and steps something that cannot be erased. Unquote.
Building family in the struggle, from Agency. Quote, The Elements of Mutual Aid is an exciting new docuseries project that received a Gen Angel Anarchist Media Grant from Agency and the Institute for Anarchist Studies in 2023. With the project recently having wrapped up the production stage, we were excited to connect with co-directors Peyton and Leia to learn more about their inspiration, process, and plans for the upcoming release in 2026, unquote. With a stated goal to deepen conversations about mutual aid, one can only hope that this film does indeed do that. Quote, the film opens with Fire, where we talk about the history and context of the term. We describe its roots in Black and Indigenous communities, but also as a tactic that police and fascists use too. We're not the only people that mobilize the term, and it's important to understand what we mean when we talk about it as anti-authoritarians. We use the phrase insurrectionary mutual aid to explicitly describe what we're talking about. As the Panther said, survival pending revolution. Unquote. Sounds good, but someone watch the series and let us know.
In 2026, when it comes out.
Yeah.
ABC Moscow to participate in the annual Anarchist Book Fair in Stockholm from Avtonom. By the time you hear this, this book fair will have already happened. The theme is security and survival. Did anyone go? What did you see? Hear. Think.
Anarchist artist David Chichkin killed in Ukraine. From Freedom News UK,